I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The chances that an international poker tournament would get disrupted by armed robbers might seem slim, but that's precisely what happened in Germany over the weekend. We have an eyewitness to tell the tale and to give us the answer to our GeoQuiz. Journalist and blogger Howard Swains writes about poker. And Howard, over the weekend, you were watching the European Poker Tour into its fourth day. Set the scene for us. Where was this poker tournament happening and what happened?
Well, we were in a hotel, the Hyatt Hotel, right in the center of Berlin in Potsdamer Platz, which is a square right there, very near to the center of Berlin. And we were down to the final 24 of about 500 players. And there was many poker games going on in the big ballroom of the hotel, and it was being broadcast live on the internet as well.
Now, at about 2 p.m., four masked armed men invaded the tournament area. Let's have a listen to a bit of the surveillance video that has now surfaced on YouTube. Okay, we got the picture. It's a lot of chaos happening at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Potsdamer Platz, Berlin. Potsdamer Platz is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now, this European Poker Tour event, Howard Swains, you got to tell us, how did the people who follow this pretty assiduously react?
First of all, no one really knew what happened, because the raiders apparently seemed to come in through a side door into the first floor, which is where the ballroom was. And there was a disturbance. It's what all we knew. I was sitting in the media room at the time, and I had colleagues that were in the main tournament area. Then when you hear something like that, people run out to see what the disturbance is. And I saw, you know, people then suddenly fleeing back towards the media room because there were guns, there were machetes. Now, in the tournament room where there were 40 to 50 poker tables, people heard that there were guns. Not knowing what was happening, they didn't know if they were in mortal danger, I suppose, so just got up and ran for the nearest exit. And there was obvious fright in a lot of people's eyes that had seen the kind of raiders. They were wearing balaclavas, and they were obviously, you know, they meant business.
And as you write in your article in The Independent, attention was high, although you could not see it. Racing hearts and frazzled nerves were concealed behind mirrors, sunglasses, hooded tops, and 500 poker faces. It's kind of tough to tell in a room like that who's scared and who's not.
Well, I mean, that was what poker tournaments are like. You know, they're playing for a lot of money. These people are professional poker players. And it's a game where you have to keep a straight face. You know, it's not about emotion. In fact, it's the complete opposite. You know, you've got to give away as little information as you possibly can. So that was why when these men arrived, it was such a big deal, because it's usually a very quiet affair. There's a lot of money at stake, but there's not a lot of action to be seen until, of course, you have an incident like this, which can set people, you know, even hardened gamblers, once they think that they might be in danger, they'll run away from the tables.
This was not like a Wild West barroom scene. No one was killed and no serious injuries. Who took away more money, though, the poker winners or the bandits?
Oh, by some measure, the poker players did. The winner of the tournament was set to win €1 million. There's actually not usually that much cash around, but they arrived at a time where there was in the region of €500,000, but they didn't even manage to get away with all of that. The latest report said they got away with €200,000 to €240,000, but there was a bit of a skirmish, and a security guard managed to wrestle one of the guards to the ground, during which a hotel intern actually seized the bag that one of the guys was carrying, and so he took a lot of the money back into the cash desk.
Yay, interns. Journalist and blogger Howard Swains, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.